When is this Bruce Springsteen movie coming out, Dean?
Well, we have to wait until October 24th, to be exact. They are timing this for Oscar consideration and when the nominations are going to begin to be talked about. They don't want to release things too early, but this is we got a first look at this movie that stars Jeremy Allen White, who we know from The Bear. He's multi award winner for this, and now he takes on the role of Bruce Springsteen in this telling of the making of one of the most famous Springsteen albums of all time, Nebraska. The movie is called Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. The trailer is online, and you can watch it. But I just want to play a little clip of it where we hear Jeremy Allen White singing as Bruce Springsteen. And it's pretty awesome. Let's take a listen.
Sounds pretty good.
How about that, right? Looks like him, sounds like him. Said he worked with a vocal coach for quite a long time before he started working on the movie, and it pays off. We may have another one of these situations like Timothy Chalamet doing Bob Dylan last year, where we get a story of a rock icon being brought to life by a younger actor. This Jeremy Allen White is... he can do no wrong, really, this guy.
He's great. And do we know if this is going to be released to theaters or
it
the
is
screen?
It's going to be in theaters.
Big screen for him, okay.
October the 24th.
I was really sad to hear about Lou Christie. I had a chance to interview him a few years back, and he was a very smart guy, and I think he even probably did some satellite radio shows because he was very... He was very good at talking about not only his music, but the music of the 60s.
Yeah, he was a major 60s heartthrob, for those who don't know. He had so many number one songs back in the day. The Lightning Strikes was literal for him. That's the one that got the ball rolling. And then the song Rhapsody in the Rain came along. That I don't know if you ever worked at a station that banned the song because it was deemed too provocative, too explicit, sexually explicit.
Yeah, it was one line, "In this car, our love went much too far."
Yeah.
And he actually recorded a line, another line that they edited in.
Like a substitute line?
Yeah, so it would still get played on all the radio stations.
Yeah, I worked at one that they absolutely would not play the song then. Because it was too dirty.
Of course.
For back in the day. And the windshield wipers were keeping time. And it just, the whole thing was just way, way, way too provocative. But Two Faces Have I. And, the list of songs. I'm Gonna Make You Mine. And The Gypsy Cried. And the long list of big hit songs. And that signature falsetto voice that he had. Made him just, one of the greats. And you are 100% correct of, like all these heartthrobs that were big in the early and mid-60s that could not sustain the Beatles and the British invasion and, all that came afterwards. He consistently worked his entire life.
Yeah.
Until recently, I think he was doing some live shows and still had his voice and everything. His wife said that he died in his sleep after a long illness. He was 82 years old.
And let's talk about a more contemporary artist and what's happening with Sabrina Carpenter now. And, I wonder about this business of everybody with a phone these days, because it used to be, they wouldn't want you to record a concert, but now they can't really police it anymore, can they?
Yeah, well, some places actually will take your phones and they put them in these pouches that, prohibit them from emitting signals. Sometimes they physically take the phones, but sometimes they put them in these pouches so you can't use them. And I don't disagree with Sabrina Carpenter on this. It's annoying. You can't. You're completely taken out of the show. Both the person who is holding up their phone to record it, but also the people around you. It's extremely distracting when someone is, you know, especially at a concert when they're holding their phones up and they're watching the show, which is right in front of them through a 2-inch screen. You completely miss out, and that's what Sabrina Carpenter's, you know, one of the most popular singers out there today. She told Rolling Stone magazine she understands why she thinks it's a good idea. She went to see the R&B group Silk Sonic and without her phone, and she thought the experience was so much better. But Adele bans phones at their at her concerts. Bob Dylan, Madonna, you know, lots of people do that. And she said she is definitely thinking about doing it. She's headlining the final night of Lollapalooza in August. So, you know, good luck trying to control that with out in Grant Park, trying to keep the cell phones down.
Yeah, sometimes the phone, everybody's holding up the phone.
That's all you see.
Yeah, it gets in the way of your sight line. Good for her. Big doings yesterday at the Museum of Science and Industry, Dean.
I love any day that I can go to what is now called the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. I don't know if I can ever start saying Griffin Museum. I'm still calling it Marshall Fields and Sears Tower. And,
of course.
Comiskey Park. I'm a slow learner when things change. But yesterday, the museum is so cool. Featuring one Mr. Bob Surratt, I might add, as
yes,
voice of the
coal mine
exhibit.
Yeah,
still.
My proudest moment.
Yeah, exactly. I was there because a group of students from the STEM program were there. STEM program stands for science. Let me get this correct. Apparently, I would not be allowed into this program. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. A group of young women, in this case, who were there to work with the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab and the museum itself for its exoskeleton demonstration. When I used to go as a kid, we just wanted to watch the baby chicks get hatched.
That's we all did.
But this was actual science. And they teamed up with Marvel Studios, their new series Ironheart, that is going to be debuting next week. Two of the stars were there, so they brought kind of science and Hollywood together. Dominique Thorne, who is the star of the series, she plays Riri. If you know your Marvel comics, you know Riri. And also an actress named Lyric Ross, who is born and raised in Evergreen Park. All very appropriate that it should be here in Chicago because the series itself is set here in Chicago, and we talked about that.
Yeah, it means a lot. I was just telling Don when we were walking around here, like, this is where some of my field trips were when I was a kid. And, I mean, the nostalgia, just walking through this joint was through the roof.
In the comics, Riri is born and bred Southside Chicago. And so I think we all appreciate that they decided to stay true to that. In the film telling of it, Ryan always spoke with insane levels of excitement about seeing Riri come to the forefront and have a moment to shine in the MCU.
Yeah, she's talking about the executive producer of the series, Ryan Coogler, who gave us Black Panther and, you know, so many other great motion pictures. So the series itself drops next Friday. We'll talk much more about it next week.
Ironheart. All right. And finally, what's up with Brad Garrett these days?
Brad Garrett is one of the voices in this new Disney Pixar movie, Elio. You know Brad Garrett probably best as Officer Robert Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond. We talked about his new project, Elio, but also we reminisced a little bit about all of the great memories that we had visiting their set and interviewing the cast so many times there.
I hope you have as good memories of all
you know,
of that.
It was a great time. It was a and those writers, man, you know, as you go off into the abyss of our industry, you just realize how great writers, comedy writers, are such a rarity. But boy, we had a blast. Can't believe it's been 30 years since we premiered. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
that is. Thank you for that.
Unbelievable. That's sweet.
And it was like a magical ensemble, wasn't it? I mean,
we got very lucky. You know, we really did. We all came from such different areas of the industry, and none of us really had ever worked with each other before. And it was, you know, it just worked. We got lucky.
Yeah, Peter Boyle and Doris Roberts, Ray Romano, of course, Patricia Heaton, Brad Garrett.
Great cast.
It just amazing. I can't believe it's 30 years, but I'm glad he had good memories about it, too.
Yeah, is Brad Garrett the tallest person you ever interviewed?
I'm going to have to check our records on that, because we do measure everybody when they come in, but I'm pretty sure I think he's like 6'8", so I think he might be the tallest, yes.
I know you weigh them in, so back to us.
We do a complete DNA swab on all of our guests.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.